平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everyone.
下午我们一起来学习的题目是神在说话。
This afternoon, we'll be learning about the topic God is speaking.
当我们听到这个题目说神在说话的时候，
When we see this topic that God is speaking,
你可能马上就想了，神什么时候说话呢？
You might think to yourself, when does God speak?
可能是透过圣经跟我们说话。
Perhaps he's speaking us through the Bible.
没有错，神透过圣经跟我们讲很多话。
That's right, because God will speak to us through many words in the Bible.
有人说，那神透过先知，透过传道人讲台跟我们说话。
Other people will say that God will speak to us through prophets or through the pulpit.
这也是对。
This is also right.
有人说，神可能透过异象、异梦跟我们说话。
Some people will say that God will speak to us through visions and in dreams.
有时候也会这样的发生。
Sometimes this actually happens as well.
但是我们今天要探讨神在另外一个方式会再跟我们说话。
Today we'll look at another method in which God will speak to us.
就是当我们的生活啊突然间变天，就是有非常大的改变的时候。
That is when there's a sudden change in weather in our lives.
神开始在用这些环境的改变来跟我们说话。
God will use the changes in our circumstances or environment to speak to us.
只是我们不晓得有没有在听见神在跟你说话呢？
But it's just we don't know if we've heard God speaking to us.
有时候我们生活当中啊都一帆风顺。
Sometimes we have a very smooth life.
突然之间那个风浪就起来了。
But suddenly there are waves and storms.
譬如说啊，工作突然间没有了，失业了。
For example, we may lose our job.
或者是身体突然间出了一些状况。
Or maybe something has happened to our bodies.
或者是呢，生意变得很差了，或者是失败了。
Or maybe our business has failed or has become very poor.
或者是家庭发生一些很大的变化。
There may have been a great change within our families.
我们不要以为这些东西都是一种意外。
We should not think that this is all a coincidence or accident.
其实从圣经里面看啊，所有发生在神儿女身上的事，没有一件事是意外。
Because from the biblical point of view, whatever happens to God's children is not an accident.
其实神是透过环境的改变跟我们说话。
In fact, God is using the changes in our environment to speak to us.
那我们来看几个例子。
Let us look at a few examples.
第一个例子就是神在暴风当中啊。跟保罗说话。
The first is when God spoke to Paul in a storm.
保罗在使徒行传二十七章里面有在坐船。
In Acts chapter 27, Paul was on a ship.
我们看使徒二十七章。
Let us read Acts chapter 27.
二十七章啊，第二十一节。
Acts chapter 27, verse 21.
二十七章二十一节。
Chapter 27, verse 21.
一起读。
Let us read it together.
众人多日没有吃什么，保罗就出来站在他们中间说，众位，你们本该听我的话，不离开隔离底，免得遭遇这样的损伤破坏。二十二节。现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不丧失，唯独是上界船。二十三节。因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说。二十四节。保罗不要害怕，你必定站在在咱面前，并与你和你同船的人，神都赐给你了。这是记载在风浪当中啊，保罗听到天使的声音。
This talks about how Paul heard the voice of an angel in a storm.
保罗啊，这个时候他被囚禁了一段的时间。
After at this time, Paul had abstained from food for a while.
但是他坚持他要去该撒那里，去罗马那边上诉。
However, he made a determination that he would go and see Caesar.
因为他觉得说基督教啊被罗马政府这样子打压。
Because the Christian church was being oppressed by Rome.
那如果有机会啊，直接在罗马皇帝面前为基督教、为耶稣基督的福音来做一个申诉、争辩的话。
So therefore, if he had the opportunity, he would go directly to Caesar himself to be able to debate on behalf of the Christians.
说不定啊，这个该撒也会信耶稣啊，说不定基督教就变成大家都可以接受，政府也不会继续的来迫害。
Because there's no saying that perhaps even Caesar himself would be converted and as long and he would no longer go against the Christians.
所以二十七章里面记载保罗就跟在被兵丁压着他，还有其他的犯人一直要坐船。
Here, together with the soldiers and other prisoners, Paul had taken a ship.
那本来保罗很有经验啊，告诉他们说，这个时候啊，不要继续往前开船。
Paul was very experienced, so he had told the sailors that they should not continue to journey forward.
啊，大家不是很相信。
However, the people did not believe him.
结果他们就一直要往前开。
So they continued to go forward.
啊，我们看那十三节。
Let us look at 43.
啊，十三节。
Oh, let's turn to verse 13.
我们一起读。这时微微起了南风，他们以为得意，就起了锚，贴近格里底行去。这里记载啊，他们一开始的时候很顺利。
In the beginning of their journey, they had a very smooth one.
啊，那个时候还微微起了南风。
There was even a soft south wind blowing.
哇，都很得意啊。
So it was very comfortable.
觉得说保罗你懂什么？
So the people told Paul, "What do you know?"
保罗本来说过了冬天我们再去，他们说我们不要，我们现在就去。
Paul originally suggested that they should make their journey after the winter, but the people did not listen and said they will go now.
还有南风啊。
There was even a south wind.
哎，你看我们是对的。
See, we are right.
但是呢，突然之间我们看第十四节。
However,
1:3, 不多几时，狂风从岛上破下来，那风名叫。有拉格罗十五节
15.
船被风抓住敌不住风我们就任风刮去一样哇你看啊天气啊要变就变
But we see that the weather changed so quickly
啊翻脸啊翻得很快啊马上就天气很好的哇马上就起风浪
There was really good weather and all of a sudden a wind arose
人生都是这样啊
Life is like this
有时候明明都很顺的
At first, we may have a smooth life.
生意做得好好的，怎么突然间就没生意啊？
We may have a very good business, but suddenly we lose that business.
前几个月公司还运作得很好的，怎么突然间听说要裁员了？
A few months ago, we had a very good job in our company, but why are there layoffs now?
我上前几个月才去身体检查，怎么突然间又说可能有大病？
A few months ago, I went for a physical checkup, and now why do I have such a severe illness?
有时候啊，就是突然间就起大风浪。
Because in fact, sometimes A tempest arises very quickly.
这个风浪很大，保罗坐的那个船，他们为了要生存呢，让所有的这货物就丢到海里面去。
And this tempest was very great, and because they wanted to not be shipwrecked, they actually threw their belongings overboard.
有时候为了要生存呢，我们要做一些选择。
Sometimes because of our life, we need to make some decisions.
所以这里工作没有了，那你就卖这个东西，卖那个东西来赚点钱呢。
For example, if we lose our jobs, then we might sell our belongings or order to make some money.
啊，有时候要开刀啊。
Sometimes we need surgery.
有时候为了要生存呢，有一些身体的部分呢，除了肿瘤之外，有一些身体的部分可能也要切掉啊。
And for the sake of our life, we might actually need to amputate parts of our bodies.
啊，这个风浪太大了，要丢掉一些货啊。
This tempest was so great that they had to throw things overboard.
甚至有一些要卖房子啊。
Some people even need to sell their homes.
大房子换小房子啊。
Or they need to change from a large home into a smaller home.
你就是要经过这个风浪，你要 survive， 你要生存。
In order to survive.
但是呢，这个船呢，还是不平安。
There was still no peace on this boat.
好几天这个风浪很大。
For many days there was a great tempest.
我们看二十节。
Let us read verse 20.
三，太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。哇，你看啊。虽然很努力，虽然该丢了都丢了，但是没有用。
Although they tried their very best and they had tossed everything they could overboard, there was no use.
有时候人呢、啊，一开始遇到问题的时候，还想用自己的办法去解决问题。
When people encounter problems, we use our own methods to face these problems.
我们一有问题，现在会问什么
？When we face a problem, what do we first ask?
以前是问 Google， 现在是问 ChatGPT 啊。
In the beginning, we might have asked Google. Now we ask ChatGPT.
现在 ChatGPT 这样很多人生的这个大家什么人生问题都去问 ChatGPT。
Many people will ask life problems to ChatGPT.
当然不只有 ChatGPT 了，很多 AI 的 model 了。
And of course, there are other AI models as well.
或者找专家。
or they will find professionals.
哇，我生病了，我要找最好的医生。
When I am sick, I want to find the best doctor.
要去哪个国家开刀，不要在这边等得要死。
I don't want to wait till I die in this country, so I will go to another country to have my surgery.
哦，很多很多方法。
There are many methods that we can try.
但是有时候你的方法就是没有用。
However, many times our methods are useless.
你该丢了都丢了，但是你的船还是快沉。
We have thrown everything that we could overboard, but our ship is still about to sink.
到最后，整个船200多人呢。得救的指望都没有了。
In the very end, over 200 people had lost their hope of living on this on board the ship.
哎，就是在这个时候。
It's at this time.
大家都决定就等死了。
That everyone was waiting for their death.
你可以想象哦，好几天这个船每天每分每秒都快沉下去的时候，那种恐惧有多大。
Let us think about how great the fear would have been when the ship was tossed about and about to sink for many days.
但是过了几天，保罗出来劝大家吃东西。
However, after some time, Paul came out and asked people to eat.
就是刚刚我们所读的那段圣经。
That is the passage that we had just read.
你们不用怕，保罗说。
Paul said, "You don't need to fear."
为什么？
Why?
因为我所侍奉那个神啊，昨天晚上就告诉我了。
Because the God whom I serve has told me yesterday.
还站在我的旁边。
He actually stood beside me.
跟我说，保罗，你不要怕。
He said to me, "Paul, do not be afraid."
你跟你这船的人，神都赐给你了，没有事的。
God has given you, all these men's lives will be spared along with yours.
你一定可以去到该撒面前。
You will be able to go in front of Caesar.
这代表说，你们200多个人这个船里面不会有一个人死掉了。
That means that none of the 200 of you on this board the ship will die.
这句话很有力量，很大的安慰。
This was a very great comfort.
在整条船200多个人里面，没有一个人听到神的声音，只有保罗听到神的声音。
Of the over 200 people on board the ship, there was no one else who heard this voice.Only Paul.
我们思考啊，这个很有意思。
This has a great meaning. Let us think about it.
天使没有在风平浪静的时候跟保罗讲话。
Paul was not spoken to by the angel in times of smooth sailing.
但是在最危险的时候，船快沉下去的时候。
However, when the boat was about to sink.
跟他说，你不用怕。
The angel told Paul, "Do not be afraid."
我就在你旁边，我就跟你同在啊。
I am beside you, and I will be with you.
这个是一个很好的启示。
This is a great revelation.
有时候神透过环境改变跟我们说话。
Sometimes God will use the circumstances in our life to talk to us.
我们有时候误会了。
Sometimes we must understand.
譬如说你失去工作。
For example, you lose your job.
你会说我做了那么多圣工了，为什么还让我失去工作？
You ask, I've done so much sacred work, why have you let me lose my job?
我常常都有聚会啊，为什么我会得癌症？
I often come to church, why do I have cancer?
为什么我那么倒霉啊，神没有保护我。
Why am I in such great woe? God has not protected me.
其实不是这个意思。
This is not the meaning.
神让保罗经历过这一次的风浪。
God has allowed Paul to undergo this tempest.
更让他体验，神就在旁边。
So that he could experience even more that God is right beside him.
这个叫做风浪当中的平安。
This is the peace amidst the storm.
我们今天所追求的，很多都以为说没有事情就是平平安安。
Sometimes what we pursue is just nothing. We just pursue peace.
神要我们认识的真平安是什么？
But God actually wants us to know what true peace is.
每分每秒，那个船好像都快下去了。
Every second, every moment, it seems like this boat is about to sink.
但是如果神不容许，你的船就掉不了水下面去。
But if God does not, if God allows it, your boat indeed will sink.
神不容许，你就死不了。
But if God does not allow it, then you will not die.
神要你体会风暴当中的平安。
Because God wants you to experience the peace amidst the tempest.
神在你旁边。
God is beside you.
这是神跟你说话。
This is what God is saying to you.
神让你体会到他与你同在，要坚固你的信心。
God is allowing you to experience that He is beside you in order to establish your faith.
还有透过这个事情，你也要向别人做见证。
Through the situation, then you're able to bear testimony to others.
这个就是神跟你说话。
This is God speaking to you.
保罗听到了，他就做见证，稳定别人的心情。
When Paul heard this, he made a testimony in order to settle the hearts of others.
有位老姐妹。
There was an old sister.
啊，她跌倒了。
She fell.
她80几岁。
She was 80-some years old.
住到医院里面。
She was hospitalized.
这是第二次。
This is the second time.
但是他没有埋怨神。
But she did not complain against God.
他知道这老人家这种意外迟早都会发生。
She knew that these types of accidents would happen to the elderly.
虽然在医院里面。
Although she was in the hospital.
常常听神的话语。
She often heard the word of God.
常常听道理。
She often listened to sermons.
常常听圣经。
She listened to the Bible.
哎，那些护士啊，那些其他的病友啊，看到他。
The nurses and the other sick people saw her.
哎，那问她说你在听什么？
They asked her, what are you listening to?
听圣经啊。
She said, I'm listening to the Bible.
我在祷告啊。
I am praying.
别人问她说你祷告谁？
And others asked her, who are you praying to?
为什么要祷告？
Why is it that you need to pray?
哦，这位老姐妹就把握这个机会，就见证主耶稣基督。
The old sister took this opportunity to testify about Jesus to others.
你们要信主啊。
She said, you need to believe in Jesus.
要找到人生的这个真正的意义。
You need to find the true meaning of life.
将来要得救。
In the future, you can be saved.
你看她在风浪当中，她都恍惚听到主耶稣基督与她同在，鼓励她的声音。
You see, in the tempest, she was able to know that God was with her and to hear the word of God encouraging her.
别人没有希望的时候，她有希望。
When other people had lost their hope, she still had hope.
因为她听到在苦难当中、风浪当中，神跟她说话。
Because amidst the tempest, she heard God talking to her.
啊，真的有时候有一些弟兄姐妹有经历过苦难，她更听到神。
It's true enough that after some brothers and sisters had gone through tribulation, they can know that God is beside them.
一开始可能会有疑问。
In the beginning, they may have questions.
但是后来他们明白。
In the end, they understand.
神没有离开我。
God has not left them.
神与我同在。
God is with me.
无论怎么样，神都在掌握我的生命。
No matter what, God is preserving my life.
今天我们是不是也要这样的体验呢？
Today, do we want this type of experience?
顺顺利利当然好。
It's good to have a smooth life.
但是很多人顺顺利利反而离开神越来越远。
However, many people actually depart from God because of their smooth lives.
在暴风当中听见神安慰的声音。
In the tempest, however, they listen and hear the comforting words of God.
第二个例子。
The second example.
就是约伯。
Is Job.
约伯也是在风暴当中啊，旋风当中啊，听见神的声音。
God, Job had also heard the voice of God in the whirlwind.
我们看约伯记的三十八章。
Let us read Job chapter 38.
约伯记的三十八章。
Job chapter 38.
三十八章的第一节。
Job chapter 38, verse 1.
三十八章的第一节。
Job chapter 38.
一二三。
Verse 1.
那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说二谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明、啊、这里、啊、终于神开口跟约伯说话了。
Here God has opened his mouth and spoke to Job.
如果我们了解约伯的故事，
If we understand the story of Job,
他在约伯记第一章的时候、啊、他的生活是过得非常的美好的。
In Job chapter 1, he had a beautiful life.、
啊、他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He had seven sons and three daughters.
有非常多的牛羊仆配。
And he had many great flocks.
以当时来说、啊、他在他那个地区、啊、算是首富了。
And he was in a very prosperous part of the country.
Richest man.
The richest man in the country.
他那个时候非常的舒服。
He had a very comfortable life.
但是后来他遇到试炼了。
However, he then encountered trial.
突然之间一天之内他所拥有的都失去了。
Within the span of day, he lost everything that he had.
首先是失去他的儿女。
First, he lost his children.
这财产然后的儿女。
First, he lost his riches, then he lost his children.
再来自己的健康。
Then he lost his own health.
他一直想问神了为什么。
He wanted to ask God why.
他还遇到很大的困难就是三个朋友一直来攻击他。
The greatest tribulation that he encountered was his three friends who came to rebuke him.
说你一定是犯了罪了，所以神在刑罚你。
They said that you must have sinned, so God is actually punishing you.
但是约伯说我没有做什么大罪得罪神啊。
But Job replied that he didn't actually commit any great sin against God.
我们生活当中也是一样。
We have the same type of life.
有时候就突然间发生一些很大的考验。
Sometimes we encounter great trials.
有时候我们反省自己。
When we reflect upon ourselves.
有聚会啊，有读经，有祷告啊，有做圣工啊。
We go to church, we read the Bible, we pray, and we do sacred work.
我有没有去犯罪啊？
And we have not sinned.
为什么这些事会发生在我身上？
Why are these things happening to me?
每个人都有这种的疑问。
We all have these questions.
就是那个风啊，马上变了。
The wind has suddenly changed.
不是顺风了，是逆风了。
It's not a very pleasant wind, it's a great tempest.
但是在过了一段时间之后，
However, after a period of time,
等到三十八章，
until chapter 38,
神就跟约伯讲话了。
God spoke to Job.
因为这个时候环境已经改变了很久。
Because at this time he was in this change for a very long time.
约伯一直说我要跟神辩论，我是对的，神是错的。
Job kept on saying that I want to debate against God because I'm right and God is wrong.
哎，但是神跟他讲话啊。
Now God is speaking to him.
为什么要在旋风当中？
Why is he in a whirlwind?
大家没有想过什么叫旋风啊？就是非常 大的风啊。
What is a whirlwind? A whirlwind is a great wind.
不是温柔的风啊，是旋风。
It's not a warm wind or gentle wind. It is a whirlwind.
神在38章39章。
In chapter 38 and 39,
没有直接回答他，你为什么会受这个苦？
God did not actually directly respond to God, to Job why he was experiencing such a bitter time.
其实你看约伯记啊，神没有回答他这个问题。
If we read all of the book of Job, God actually did not answer Job's question.
我们在受苦患难的时候，都很想问为什么？
When we are in the midst of our trials and we're having a very bitter time, we always ask why.
为什么是我？
Why is it me?
为什么我做的跟我得到的不一样？
Why is what I received different than what I have done?
我们都想问神为什么？
We want to ask God why.
那三十八、三十九章呢？基本上神没有回答为什么。
Now in chapter 38 and 39, God did not answer this question why.
其实神并不是责备约伯啊。
God is not rebuking Job.
神只是告诉他，你问你的苦，你自己个人的苦。
God is just telling Job that you're just asking about your own bitterness that you're suffering.
但是我要把整个宇宙我所创造从起初从太初到现在的大自然现象给你看给你问。
However, I want you to actually ask the question about my great creation from the very beginning of time until now.
你懂吗？
Do you understand it?
你懂我吗？
Do you understand me?
你懂这个宇宙吗？
Do you understand the universe?
你懂这些动物吗？
Do you understand the animals?
你懂这个山吗？这个太阳，这个云吗？
The mountains and the wind and the clouds.
你懂这些星星吗？月亮、太阳吗？
Do you understand the stars and the sun?
如果你那个你都，如果你那个你都不懂，
If you do not even understand these things,
你为什么想要说？我什么都懂，我比神还对呢。
Then how could you say to yourself that I know everything and I am more right than God?
哎，结果到最后哦，约伯怎么样回答神？
How did Job respond to God in the end?
我们看四十章。
Let us read chapter 40.
啊，四十章。
Chapter 40.
我们看四十章的第一节。
Chapter 40, verse 1.
一二三。耶和华又对约伯说：强辩的岂可与全能者争论吗？与神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。你看神就说了，我给你看完这些之后， 你要跟我争论什么呢？
God had spoken to Job saying that after I have let you see all these things, what else do you want to contend to me with?
你连看得见的宇宙万物的来源还有方向你都不懂。
You don't even understand the direction of my creation and the things that you can see, which is my creation of the universe.
生命跟死亡你都不懂。
You don't even understand life and death.
那你要跟我争论什么？
So what is it that you want to contend to me with?
你可以回答这些问题，你先回答，之后我们再说。
Can you answer these questions? If you can, then we can talk.
因为约伯的争论点就是你一定欠我的，我没有做错事情，你为什么让我受这些苦啊？
Because Job's concept was that God had owed him something and that he should not have let him suffer.
其实约伯不知道是灵界的问题。
But Job did not understand that this was a problem of the spiritual realm.
不是神直接让约伯受苦，是魔鬼攻击他。
It wasn't that God had allowed Job to suffer. It is that Satan was attacking Job.
但是神容许这些事情发生。
God had allowed these things to happen.
约伯的纠结点就是我要搞懂，你要欠我一个解释，神你欠我。
What Job had wanted is that he wanted to understand, and he thought that God had owed him an explanation.
没有理由的。
There's no explanation.
我这个好人怎么会发生这种事情？
Because I'm such a good person, why do I encounter all these things?
神说，你这些东西懂吗？你先回答我这些问题。
So God had showed him all these things and asked him, "Do you understand what's in front of you? First of all, you answer me."
意思就是说，这些生命，这些创造，你懂吗？
That's to say, this creation and this life, do you understand it?
我有欠你吗？
Do I actually owe you anything?
我再问一个问题啊，神有欠约伯吗？
So let me ask you a question. Does God owe Job anything?
神有没有欠约伯？
Does God owe Job anything?
神给他十个孩子，神又收回十个儿子，神有没有欠约伯？
When God gave Job 10 children and he took them back, does God owe Job anything?
神给他很多富贵，神要收回去，神有没有欠约伯？
And when God gave him riches and he took them all back, does God owe him anything?
就算神给约伯生命，如果神要收回去，神有没有欠约伯？
And if God was to take back the life that he gave to Job, does God owe him anything?
约伯一直想问为什么？
Job wanted to ask why.
但是神透过这些苦难。
By God through these tribulations.
最后声音出来了。
Eventually his voice appeared.
叫他想这些问题。
He asked Job to think about all these things.
结果呢，我们看第三节啊。
Let us read verse 3.
第四十章的第三节，就是约伯记整个的一个转捩点。
Chapter 40, verse 3, which is the inflection point for Job.
好，我们看第四十章的第三节。
Chapter 40, verse 3.
一二三。于是约伯回答耶和华说：“我是卑贱，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。”这里说约伯说：“我可以回答什么呢？我什么都不懂。”
Job then answered and said, "How can I answer you? I know nothing."
神就继续问他了。
God continued to ask him.
问到最后，约伯他讲出四十二章里面所说的话。
In the end, he said what was recorded in chapter 42.
四十二章。
Chapter 42,
第一节
verse 1.
四十二章的第一节
Chapter 42, verse 1.
一二三，约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。”哇，约伯就回答神了。
Here Job is answering God.
到最后他就尊重神的主权。
At the very end, Job respected the sovereignty of God.
他以前强调我知道。
In the beginning, he emphasized on his own knowledge that he knew something. He knew that he was a good person.
我一定要得，我应该该得好的报应。
And I must have a good reward.
我应该什么都顺利才对。
It is right for me to have a smooth life.
但是神给他看，你不要只看你的个人的这个苦难，我整个宇宙神的创造，你懂吗？
But what God allowed him to see is not just what's in front of him, what belongs to him, but the universe and whether or not he understood it.
这个环境的改变哦。经过一段时间之后，约伯谦卑下去。
After this turn in a situation and throughout a period of time, Job humbled himself.
我们看第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
第三节开始。
Verse 3.
三节。
Verse 3.
一二三，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。你看，受苦之前，约伯觉得自己什么都知道。
Before his suffering, Job thought that he knew everything.
现在他觉得自己什么都不知道。
And now he knows that he knows nothing.
他也不需要知道了。
He does not need to know.
他只要一件事情就可以了。
There's just one thing that he needs.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
一二三，求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。第五节。
Verse 5.
大声读啊，这句话最重要。
Let us read it loudly.
一二三。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。这就是约伯记里面最精华的一句话，最重要的一句话。
This is the most important point of Job, the most important phrase.
不是因为约伯犯罪，大家遇到那么多不好的事情。
He did not encounter all his bad things because of his sin.
但是神容许这些事情发生。
But God did allow these things to happen.
哇，那个风，神用这个风浪来打他，来改变。
God allowed this tempest to beat him so that he could change.
他被提升了。
He was elevated.
他被提升了。
He was elevated.
他看到的东西不一样了。
What he saw was different.
以前他觉得自己什么都要知道。
Before he thought that he should know everything.
他可以跟神辩论。
That he could debate with God.
他现在接受。
But now he accepts.
如果这个是出于神。
If this comes from God,
我能说什么呢？
What can I say?
我都是接受他。
I'm only can accept.
在他完全降服在神，完全信靠神，没有埋怨，没有争论的时候。
When there was no more debate, no more complaint, and he was fully subject to God.
哇，他从风闻有神到现在亲眼看见神。
He had only heard of God in the beginning, but now he sees him with his very own eyes.
啊，他承认自己什么都不知道。
He admitted that he knew nothing at all.
弟兄姐妹，今天有时候，当然我们不会遇到像约伯那么极端的考验。
Brothers and sisters, we may not meet with such grave trials as Job.
因为我们没有一个人像约伯那么好的信心。
Because none of us has such a good faith as Job.
比如说失去十个儿子，有时候失去一个，我们都承担不了。
Let's not even talk about losing 10 children. If we only lose one, we cannot even take it.
啊，因为这个不是每一个人能够承担的。
Because it's not a burden that everyone can bear.
当然，我们没有约伯的这些大考验。
Of course, we have not the great trials that Job had to encounter.
但是神会容许一些风浪出现在我们的身上。
But God will allow some tempest to arise in our lives.
让你思考啊。
So that we can think.
因为有时候我们是很自义的，我们自以为自己觉得对。
Because sometimes we're very self-righteous, we think that we are right.
我们对神的理解，就局限在我们 自己的想法里面。
And our understanding of God is limited by our own understanding.
我觉得我很好，所以神要欠我，神一定要祝福我。
We feel that we're very good, so we feel that God needs to bless us and that He owes us something.
我觉得我很有道理。
We feel that we are right.
为什么神没有按照我想要的东西来给我？
Why is it that God is not giving me what I want?
但是神有时候就是让你谦卑下去。
What God sometimes wants is for us to be humble.
你不知道神的旨意，但是要你去接受。
We don't know the God of will, but we do need to accept it.
完完全全信靠神。
We need to wholeheartedly rely on God.
这个经历过这个风浪之后啊。
After going through all this tempest.
神跟你讲话，你听见了。
When God speaks to us, we will listen to Him.
我们看约伯记二十三章的第十节。
Let us read Job chapter 23, verse 10.
二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23, verse 10.
一二三。然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。原来所有所谓的不好的事都在神在讲话。
In fact, when we encounter bad situations, it is God speaking to us.
不是因为我们是什么坏人得到什么刑罚。
Not because we're a bad person and we're being punished.
神有时候就是透过这些风浪或者这些坏的事情，要修正我们的想法或者是我们的态度。
What God is doing through these situations is to actually modify our attitude or how we understand things.
约伯在行为上面他没有偏差。
Job was blameless in his ways.
但是他的认知还有他的灵里面的，他觉得自己对的部分，神要他修正。
But what God wanted to correct in Job was his spiritual understanding.
啊，那结果呢？约伯自己也承认了。
And then in the very end, he admitted himself.
没有受苦之前，我是不完全的。
Before the suffering, he was imperfect.
受苦之后，我变成金金的。
But after my suffering, I have become gold.
以前呢，我对神的认识呢，就是做好事得神的祝福，就是信仰。
Before, my faith consisted of the fact that if I do good things, then God will reward me.
现在我了解了，真的信仰，就算我没有得到神的祝福，就算我失去一切，我还是要顺服神。
But now my faith understands that even though I lose everything, I don't get anything good from it, I still need to maintain my faith in God.
神没有欠我。
God does not owe me anything.
神还是有主权。
God has all the sovereignty.
完完全全俯伏在神的面前。
And I must prostrate myself in front of God.
哇，他提升了。
He has been elevated.
所以我们就想想，我们今天生活当中，神有没有用这些环境的改变跟我说话？
So let us think, has God used the changes in our environment to speak to us today?
最主要是神可能告诉你，孩子，神要你转弯啊，要想一想。
Perhaps God is telling us, child, I want you to turn, I want you to think.
啊，有什么环境改变呢？
What type of environmental changes have we faced?
我们刚刚一开始要讲几个可能性。
In the beginning, we talked about some possibilities.
譬如说，第一就是突然间失去工作。
First was the sudden loss of a job.
啊，或者是生意突然间失败。
Or the sudden failure of our business.
哇，一定是很难过。
It would be a very difficult time.
或者是心中很不能接受。
Or we are unable to accept this.
经济环境改变，工作改变，神在说话。
When our financial situation changes and when our job situation changes, it is God speaking.
在很久以前，另外一个教会有一个弟兄。
In another church a long time ago, there was a brother.
他刚移民。
He had immigrated here.
做了一个生意。
He had a business here.
哇，做得非常非常好。
He had a very good business.
因为教会的人也支持他。
Because the people in the church supported him as well.
他生意越做越大。
He kept on growing his business.
也越来越忙。
He kept on being more busy.
哇，他的房子也越租越大，车子也越开越好。
His house was became bigger and bigger, and he drove nicer and nicer cars.
大家一看到他都说，哇，神很祝福你啊。
When people saw him, they thought God really blessed you.
但是呢，后来突然间发生一件事情。
Suddenly something happened.
做错了一个决定。
He made a wrong decision.
我们知道做生意就是这样，你做错一个决定可以失去一切。
We know that business is like this, that if you make one wrong decision, you may lose everything.
相信一个错误的人，你可以失去一切。
And if you put your trust in the wrong person, then you can lose your whole thing.
投资一样错误的东西，你可以失去一切。
And if you make an investment in the wrong thing, then you may lose everything.
他突然间一夜之间失去一切。
So immediately he had lost everything.
什么都没有了。
He had nothing.
连自己住的房子都要卖掉。
He even had to sell the house that he lived in.
真的是什么都没有。
He really had nothing.
哇，一开始他很痛苦。
In the beginning, he was suffering in great pain.
甚至想要自杀。
He wanted to commit suicide.
因为你本来就穷了，就不觉得有什么。但是从很富有到变很穷，那个很难很大的打击。
If you're originally very poor, then you would feel nothing, but it's a great trial when you're very rich and you become very poor.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
身边的人一直鼓励他。
Everyone around him encouraged him.
他的亲人一直鼓励他。
His family members encouraged him.
你要祷告。
Saying you need to pray.
你要靠神。
You need to rely on God.
他一直思考。
He kept on thinking.
神为什么让我遇到这些事情？
Why is it that God allows me to encounter this?
哎，后来他了解。
Then he understood.
经过很多年之后
After many years,
他有分享
He shared
神改变我的道路
God had changed the path
on 神知道我如果这样一直下去的话越来越成功的话我可能会离开他
God knew that if I was on this path of success then perhaps I would depart from him
啊，我的身体可能也会垮掉
And perhaps my body would also suffer the consequences
我的家庭可能也会离开神
My family may also depart from God
所以神让我失去这些是好的
So it's a good thing that God has let me lose all of these things
神还是在我身边
Because God is still beside me
有时候突然间神就改变你的方向
Sometimes God will change the direction that we're on
另外一个突然间可能发生的事就是孩子在成长过程当中进入反叛期突然间变得很叛逆
Another situation we might encounter is the sudden rebellion of our children
我们在座我们卡这里都很多孩子嘛
There are many children in Calgary
感谢主家长们发生 your seatbelt家长绑好你的安全带。
Thank God, parents, please put on your seatbelts.
我们在座有很多小朋友，代表过几年之后有大量的青少年会给在座的所有的父母给大量的烦恼。
Because we have so many young children today, it means that in a decade or so, there will be a great rebellion of youth.
不是传到吓你们。
It's not that the preacher is trying to scare you.
这个就是事实。
This is a reality.
你要养孩子，就是一定会经过。那过五六年的这种反叛期，甚至可能更早就会出现。
If you want to raise children, the fact is that you will go through a period of 5 or 6 years of rebellion, and it may occur even earlier.
现在可能七八岁就开始反叛了。
Perhaps they'll even rebel at 7 or 8 years of age.
营养太好了。
Because they have too much nutrition.
那个电脑太早接触了，那个资讯发展太快。
And there's too much information or computers that they have access to.
还有很多孩子都很聪明。
And there are also many children who are very intelligent.
越聪明越
The more intelligent a child is, the more difficult it is to raise them.
反正呢，就是进入反叛期了。
And they enter into rebellion quickly.
哇，如果你在家里每天都为孩子的事很生气，恭喜你，神在跟你说话。
If you are very angry with your children every day, then congratulations, because God is talking to you.
为什么神用孩子跟我说话？
Why is God using my children to speak to me?
因为神用孩子来磨你啊。
Because He's using your children to mold you.
连你老公都磨不了你，就是孩子来磨你。
Your spouse or your husband.Cannot mold you, therefore he will use your children to mold you.
今天很多老公也是听老婆的嘛，所以磨不了老婆。但孩子是用来磨老婆、磨妈妈的。
Many of the husbands today listen to their wives, so God cannot use their wives to mold them, so God will use their children.
当然，做爸爸的也一样啊，孩子也是来磨你的。
Of course, as a father, the children will be molding you.
因为我们的孩子长得最像我们。
Because our children are like us.
通常长得最像你那个叫磨你磨得最惨。
The child who is most like you is the one who will mold you the most.
个性相同就会冲突。
Because when you have very similar personalities, you will have more conflict.
别人你还可以不理他，那个孩子你不能不理他。
You may not care about anyone else, but you cannot not care about your own children.
当你对他出手无策的时候，
What?
就是没有办法。
When you have no other way,
神就跟你讲话，
then、
你要谦卑啊，你要祷告啊。
God will say to you, you need to be humble, you need to pray.
你自己不改变，你要你孩子改变，
if、
怎么可能？
If you don't change, then how can you expect your own children to change?
那个时候你说，哎呀，早知道我不生了，养一条狗就好了。
Then you might say to yourself,
已经生了，塞不回去了。
You might say to yourself, oh, well, if I had known this earlier, then I would not have children. I'd just raise a dog, but it's too bad because you cannot stuff a child back in.
已经生了十几岁了。
And the child's already 10 years old.
整天在怼你啊，整天在挑战你啊。
And he's constantly pricking you every day.
你跟他计较什么？
What would you,
你跟他冲突吗？
Would you continue to have a direct conflict with him?
没有用啊。
It's useless.
会破裂啊。
They will fracture.
那你就是要在神面前谦卑。
So what you can do is to be humble in front of God.
我改变不了他，我先改变我自己。
God, I cannot change my child, therefore I will change myself.
求你怜悯我，让我有温柔的心。
God, have mercy on me so that I have a gentle heart.
让我有忍耐。
So that I have patience.
让我有智慧啊。
So that I have wisdom.
让我改变我自己啊！我要追求你，我只能靠你啊
！I want to change myself. I want to pursue you. I can only rely on you.
你所行的路，你所行的路就是家长的路啊！如果你有孩子，你是家长的路啊，你就要行家长的路。
What path are you walking on is the path of a parent to be of a child.
孩子要试炼你成为精晶。
And the child is actually training you so that you'll come forth as gold.
神在派孩子来磨你。
God is using the child to mold you.
磨到你，什么脾气都没有了。
So that you will eventually lose all your temper.
那如果没有孩子的呢？
And how about those without children?
恭喜你，婚姻是来神来跟你说话，神来磨你。
Congratulations, because God will use your marriage to mold you.
你不要太开心，我养一条狗就好了，我不生孩子。
Do not be too happy saying that I'm just going to raise a dog, I won't have children.
不生孩子也有的磨。
Because if you don't have children, you can still be molded.
狗也救不了你。
And even the dog cannot save you.
两夫妻不生孩子，就是你对我，我对你，整天在关在家里。
If a couple does not have children, then a couple only has themselves to face.
那也是磨得很厉害啊。
And indeed, there will be a great trial.
门关起来就剩你们两个人了。
Because once you shut the doors, there's only the two of you.
有时人到这个中年的时候。
When a person reaches middle age.
开始两个人就开始，如果没有孩子的话，就双看不顺眼。
A couple will look at each other and not feel good towards each other.
然后冷战的也有冷战。
They will even their relationship will go cold. They have a cold war.
核子战争的也有核子战争。Nuclear war 的有。
They might even have a nuclear war.
有些时候这个两个人之间那种关系很紧张。
There might be a very great anxiety between these two people.
吵架了，夫妻吵架了。
The couple argues.
或者是夫妻冷战了。
Or they have a cold war.
感谢主啊！你要感谢主啊
！We need to thank God in this instance.
是在神跟你在讲话。
Because it is God who's talking to you.
因为父母改不了你，你也没有儿女磨你，就是夫妻。你先生来磨你，你太太来磨你。
Your parents could not change you. You have no children, so therefore your spouse is the one that has a job of molding you.
你不要说，哎呀，早知道不结婚了，那个太晚了，太晚。
You cannot say if I had known, I would not have gotten married because it's already too late. You're already married.
神要用婚姻来磨你。
So God will use your marriage.
要把你练成金晶。
It will train you and so that you will come forth as gold.
因为婚姻里面你一定要改变，你不改变的话就整天冲突。
You must change in your marriage because if you don't, then you'll always have this conflict.
冲突久了，就是只有两条路。
A large span of conflict, there's only two ways.
什么路
？What are these ways？
第一条就离婚了。
The first way is divorce.
但是道理我们知道，道理上来说不能离婚了。
But we know that the truth says that we cannot divorce.
第二条路就气死了。
So the next is that we are
看谁先早死一点呢
？We are
心脏病了，癌症了，逼出来的这种病是逼出来的。
We are suffering to death on the cause of our spouse, either through illness or something else.
哎，这神跟你讲话。
It is God who's actually talking to us.
赶快听，赶快听。
We need to quickly listen.
得改自己，不要去改对方。
We need to change ourselves, not changing our other party.
今天我们最大的问题就是觉得自己没有问题。
Today, the greatest problem that we have is we feel we have no problems.
都是我老婆的问题。
It is my wife's problem.
都是我老公的问题。
It's my husband's problem.
他改一改就好了。
If he changes, then that's great.
对方也是讲一样的话。
But the other party is saying the same thing.
但是神让你走这条婚姻的道路，就来磨你。
The reason why God is allowing us to walk upon this path of marriage is in order to mold us.
那我不要结婚。
So then we might say to ourselves, let's not get married, and I won't have children.
嘿，你不要太开心。有时候父母会来磨你。
Let's not be too happy because our parents will be the ones.
你老的父母会磨你。
Our elderly parents will do the job.
真的，如果他还活着，你要照顾他。
If they're still living, you need to take care of them.
那你是他也在磨你啊。
And their job is to mold you.
那你要改变。
You need to change.
或者是身体，神用身体来磨你。
Or God will use your own body to mold you.
有时候你身体不舒服，你没有结婚，没有孩子刺激你，没有配偶刺激你。
If you
你就不用改变吗
？Are not married and you have no spouse to mold you, and if you don't have children, you have no children to mold you. Does that mean you don't need to change?
有时候身体就突然间又出了一个状况。
Sometimes your body something will happen to it.
一直看医生都看不好。
No matter how many doctors you see, there's no use.
一直检查也检查不出来。
And you're unable to find the cause of your illness, no matter how many times you seek it.
不要以为哦，加拿大免费健保啊，没关系，都不用花钱啊。
We should not say that the healthcare is free in Canada, so that's okay.
啊，也常常看医生也是很烦啊。
Because it is great trouble to us if we always need to go see the doctor.
当一直看医生都找不出问题的时候。
When we go see the doctor many times and yet cannot find the source of the problem,
就是神跟你说话了。
That is the time when God is speaking to you.
说什么我不知道，你不要问我。
What is he saying? I don't know, so don't ask me.
你自己祷告问神。
You need to pray and ask God for yourself.
神啊，透过这个病痛，你要告诉我什么？
God, through this illness, what are you trying to tell me?
这个婚姻问题，你要告诉我什么？
Through this marriage problem, what are you trying to tell me?
这个孩子那么大，那么反叛，你要告诉我什么？
Through the rebellion of my children, what are you trying to tell me?
我现在工作不顺利了，你要告诉我什么？
I'm having trouble at work, what are you trying to tell me?
所以关键是不要只看到问题本身。
So the concept is not to just look at the problem.
我们常常祷告就是一对祷告的代祷事项都是祷告把问题拿走嘛，对不对？
When we pray, we often pray for God to take away our problems.
有病一病。
When there's illness, we ask for God to heal our illness.
没工作找工作。
When we don't have work, we ask God to help us find a job.
我们都是求神把问题解决。
We want God to solve our problems.
但是我们往往忘记了。
But what we've forgotten.
这个问题是神要跟我们说话。
Is that God is using this problem to speak to us.
你没有听见那个声音，那个 message， 这个问题是不会离开你的。
And once when we have not heard the message, we don't understand it, this problem will not depart from us.
所以我们要问问神。
So we need to ask God.
神啊，你要我学什么？
God, what do you want me to learn?
你要我告诉我什么？
What do you want to tell me?
也许神用这场风暴告诉你。
Perhaps God is using this tempest to tell you.
孩子停下来，我是你的避风港，你要靠我，你不要靠有的没的。
That child, I am your refuge, so don't depend on anything else. You need to rely on me.
你不要那么多想法，你就安安静静在我里面，我帮你。
Don't have so many wandering thoughts. Be quiet, and I will help you.
也许神告诉你，
Sometimes God is telling us,
孩子回转吧，你的方向不是很对。
Child, return and come back because your direction is wrong.
也许神告诉你，
Sometimes God is telling us,
孩子，
Child,
这个问题是我给你的。
This problem is the one I've given you.
我要提升你到另外一个层次。
I want to elevate you to another level.
我要让你更认识我。
I want to let you know me even more.
你听见神跟你说话吗？
Have you heard God speaking to you?
如果你心静不下来，
If you cannot quiet down your heart,
一直想要靠自己，
and we want to rely on ourselves,
或者你旁边太多人的声音，
or there are too many different voices around you,
你就听不到神，
then you cannot listen to God's voice.
你今天听到吗？
Today, can you hear it?
唱诗，
let us sing hymn.